Our assignment was, Olin said, he gave the example of someone that has a tool that, you know, you need the tool, and then here someone has it, and it's a real blessing because you can just borrow it from them. He told us to think of an example of some brother in the church that has something that he can help other people. He can be there to help whenever help is needed. And I thought about how my dad has gone through anxiety different times, and so I've seen him help a number of people that have anxiety since he went through it.
I got Acts 4:34-35. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of things that were sold and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed them to each and anyone had need. So it's kind of neat how when they're all willing to give and do more than their part and go the extra mile, things went smoothly and needs got cared for.
One of the last work bees, I forgot some tools, and so I was having to borrow other people's tools, and then I was helping Olin, and he saw that I didn't have a tape measure and a square and stuff, and he went over to his truck and got out the tools and lent them to me. That was really nice.
I was thinking about how people really like it when someone is a helpful person. Like if there's a business and they have really helpful, friendly service who are always just trying to find ways they can help, that people really like that business and they'll be real popular. And then just other people who just, it's not like their business or anything, they're just always trying to help anybody that they see along. That's just really nice. Like yesterday when we were working here, I was trying to get a ladder out the door, but it was too big for me to do it by myself, and somebody came and opened the door for me, and that was really nice.
I thought about Brother David, how he helped Joanne and her family and was real close to them and through time of need and everything. And then many people got upset and left and got upset, but he continues to stay calm and help and do what's right.
Brother Damian in Mexico, he's a really good help to different people. And he goes and gives things to the poor people and shows a good example.
Hans and Arthur and Philip came and helped my dad put in the drain pipe.
I was thinking about the roofing crew or at the cell barn even. A lot of times we'll go and we'll be working, and if you're needing something or you need help with something, you just got to ask, or not even got to ask. Somebody will always there to help. And at the cell barn, if you're doing something, there's always people there willing to help. And I was thinking kind of along the mind of Micah or Jaden, when people like and when people are helpful and ready to do something and don't need to be asked, they're just there waiting to help.
I read this story about a boy that was like the poorest people in the community, and then he got hurt, and this other boy came and he had money to buy himself boots, but then he instead bought boots for the boy that got hurt.
The other day, I was at work. Somebody came in to rent a skid loader with a postal auger, and my boss told me to go out there and help him, but the guy told me that he didn't need any help. So I kind of just stood and watched, and I realized that he didn't know what he was doing. He was trying to put the auger onto the bit and trying to do it by himself, but you gotta lower the arms down to do it. So I went out there and helped him, and then he asked me why I helped him. I told him, well, I seen that you needed help. And he's like, well, I really appreciate that. I didn't want to ask for help because I thought I could do it myself. And I said, well, that's something, sometimes you can't do everything by yourself, and it's better just to ask for help.